USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
There have been more than 130 mass shootings in the U.S. since President Joe Biden has taken office. Vice President Kamala Harris says the administration is limited on what it can do on gun control.
We actually, as an administration, have taken action. The president issued executive orders, for example, on ghost guns. And there is only so much, however, that a president can do through executive action.
Harris telling CNN State of the Union that Congress has to act, and that should include background checks and a ban on assault weapons, calling them weapons of war. At least six people died and several others were hurt in a crash on a Georgia interstate when a passenger van flipped on its side and engulfed in flames. Witnesses stopped to pull people from the burning vehicle last night along I-85 northeast of Atlanta. Investigators working to determine the cause. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Some more revelations into the man who ran the biggest Ponzi scheme in U.S. history.
Bernie Madoff, the subject of a new book by Jim Campbell called Madoff Talks, uncovering the untold story behind the most notorious Ponzi scheme in history. It's based on 400 pages of letters Madoff wrote to Campbell from prison. Campbell tells CBS News Madoff was much more open with him than with his own sons.
He's writing a guy that he's never met, 6-7 page single-spaced letters, and he sent a letter to Andy and his fiancé partner, one sentence: I'm so sorry, Dad. Not even love.
Campbell calling Madoff a monster and a financial psychopath. Madoff passing away in federal prison over a week ago at the age of 82. He victimized 16,000 investors just in the U.S. and over 700,000 worldwide. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
Hollywood is rolling out the red carpet for the 93rd Annual Academy Awards at L.A.'s Union Station. Start time 5 p.m. Pacific, televised on ABC. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Texas has filed a fresh federal lawsuit against President Joe Biden, arguing his policies violate federal law and are causing an influx of illegal aliens on the southern border. Republicans are renewing calls for Vice President Kamala Harris to visit the southern border.
Vice President Kamala Harris will hold talks with Mexico's president in May to discuss the ongoing immigration issue at the U.S. southern border. President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador will meet virtually with Harris on May 7th. Mexico says the president would like to discuss cooperation on the COVID pandemic alongside discussing ways to stem the flow of migrants from Central America. The Republicans say that as the person that President Biden tapped to head efforts to control the situation, Harris needs to visit the border for herself.
We need her in Texas seeing for herself what's happening along the border between Tijuana and Brownsville. We need her making recommendations to go back to the policies that were in the Trump administration that worked, like the Remain in Mexico policy and the cooperation we had with the Triangle countries in Central America. President Biden's made a catastrophic mistake by canceling the Trump policies that worked with nothing.
Arkansas Republican Congressman French Hill tells Fox News that the administration needs to return to the border policies of the Trump administration. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Two people were shot at a child's birthday party in South Florida, authorities said Sunday, including a 3-year-old boy who was shot and killed. A 21-year-old woman was taken to a hospital, the shooter fleeing from the scene. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.